And local, this is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is courtesy of MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings, shops and garages, equipment storage, livestock facilities, barn homes, all on the list. Call Jeff Hodges, 620-340-7732.
Whether you're needing a pole barn, a steel building, a shop, a garage, or any kind of ag building, MRSK Buildings is who you should call. With over 20 years of experience, this family-owned business will meet or exceed your expectations. Stop by and see Jeff or Brady at MRSK Buildings, 2604 West Highway 50 in Emporia, across from Bluestem. MRSK Buildings, our business is your building.
KVOA, we are live and we are local and we are happy that you're with us on this frigid Thursday morning, one below, a wind chill of minus 13. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Tiffany Wilson, Emporia State's Director of Alumni, and Carmen Leeds, Executive Director of the Emporia State Memorial Union. Carmen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. I'm doing great.
Good to have you here, Tiffany. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, it's great to have Founders Day on the schedule here, Carmen. And, you know, we've been talking a little bit here about the overall schedule, but, you know, really a key part of this is that 100 year, the centennial mark here of the Memorial Union that's going to be really driving to a large degree the celebration that's going to be taking place tomorrow.
Yeah, we are so excited about the celebration that we're getting ready to have. We've been working hard trying to get a hold of former employees, students, different people that the Memorial Union had an impact on. So we're looking forward to those folks coming back and seeing the union. They haven't been there in a while, and to visit with each other.
Yeah, big day for Emporia State Founders Day. By the way, the luncheon is a sellout, as is the norm, but the Memorial Day celebration. When will things get started as far as these activities, Carmen?
Well, as soon as the luncheon's over, we're going to provide a tour of the union, not all-encompassing, but definitely to highlight the most recent changes we've had since the renovation. And that would include the Starbucks coming in 19, our intercultural center that just had a ribbon cutting just most recently, and then Corky's Cupboard. It's moved several times in the building and each time to a much better location. And then newly opening really soon, maybe in the next couple of weeks, will be our Veterans Lounge, which is moving from a different building on campus. So a lot of folks that may not have been back in a while haven't seen those areas, so we want a tour of that. And then after the tour, we do have a time capsule located near our south building, between the ballroom and the south building, and we've been collecting materials that we're going to put in there. And then everyone that's there will have an opportunity to write a note about a special story or memory that they have about the union, and we'll add that to the time capsule. And then we're going to have a group photo on the South Steps, which is the original building that's 100 years old. I know it'll be a little chilly, but hopefully we'll step out real quick and get a picture of everyone that's there that felt like the union was a big part of their life, and we'll get a picture there and put that in a time capsule as well. And then finally, to kind of round out the day, we will have a Friends of the Union social time in our Center for Student Involvement lounge area. So like I said, all those people that are coming back that have either worked here or had the union had an impact on them, we'll just have an opportunity to visit and socialize. We do have an opportunity for people to Zoom in if they're not able to participate as well. So we'll see if that's an option for folks to see other people that maybe they used to work with or knew when they were here at ESU.
You know, Carmen, one of the things that has struck me, and I'm glad that there's such an emphasis on this, is that this was really designed to honor veterans. What is it, the World War I Spanish-American War. Is that kind of lost now as history has progressed? Is that part of the reason why we're, you know, kind of putting the focus on that, or is this just basically because that has been part and parcel of the Memorial Union's history all the way through?
Yeah, I think it's been a part all the way through. We do still have the memorial. It was on the lower level to begin with. It's been moved up to the second level near the fireplace, which is still a great location. A lot of people can still see that. It's still part of the union. Our goal at one point is hopefully to get kind of a kiosk where we can list all the former employees, students that attended the union that were part of WARS. Fort Hays has that at their union, which is also a memorial union as well. So we're hoping to get that done in the future, but that's going to take a little bit of work and some help from our library and archives and student historical information, but hopefully we'll get that done as well.
100 years of the Memorial Union at ESU as Emporia State celebrating 162 years of educational excellence. Founders Day activities coming up on Friday, and that is followed on Saturday, February 15th, by Emporia State's Day of Giving. And we want to bring in Tiffany Wilson, Emporia State Director of Alumni. So let's talk about the Day of Giving. What's going to be happening, Tiffany? Hopefully a lot of giving, right?
I hope so. So this is our fourth annual Day of Giving, and quite honestly, maybe one of my favorite times of year. As you mentioned, it's cold outside, so this gives a chance for people to warm their hearts with giving their gifts to Emporia State. But it's 24 hours of action-packed, focused fundraising with lots of different challenges, lots of different prizes, matching dollars, just a way for everyone to get involved. You know, no gift is too small, no gift is too big, so we just hope to really see success with this day.
And the way it sounds is last year's effort was extremely successful, and it seems like the success continues to build here over the first few years here of the Day of Giving.
Yes, our first year, if I'm remembering right, we were right at about $62,000 for the day, and then increased the second year. Last year, we raised $95,000, so we have a very ambitious goal this year of reaching that $100,000 mark.
All right, so how can we give when all this starts, Tiffany? What's going to be the protocol here?
Yeah, so it'll kick off at midnight on Saturday morning, and there is a prize for that. If you're our first donor, you get a bag of Gravel City coffee that was graciously donated by them, along with an ESU mug. It's all online, so we encourage people to give at emporia.edu/dayofgiving, all one word. But then stay tuned for the rest of the day. There is tons of different prizes. Athletics has stepped up in a huge way this year and have a lot of different prizes that we're going to be able to give out. Each sport has given an experience, and so not only really cool athletic swag, but signed basketballs, volleyballs, footballs, but then also opportunities to interact with the teams during their season. So really excited to give those away to our local partners. Radius has given a growler of their Hornet Nation beer to give away. So we'll be very active on social media, also sending out some emails. So just stay tuned to social media and to emails on that day as well.
So, Tiffany, do you have any matching dollars in play Saturday?
We do. So we always beforehand try to get some of our donors to offer up some matching dollars that we can use as incentive. This year, we are just a few dollars short of $40,000 to be able to offer as matching dollars.
That's outstanding.
That's
right,
great.
There.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the things, you know, I think a lot of people are going to automatically say, hey, this goes straight into scholarships. But the way it sounds here, Tiffany, is you're going beyond that. And talk a bit about some of the critical resources that this is going to help fund.
Yeah, so each year we highlight specific funds just to kind of get them front and center, but really it's all about giving with your heart and giving where your passions are, your dedication to Emporia State. This year we are highlighting all of our Athletic Winning Edge funds, so those are those operational accounts that the athletics can use for equipment or for travel or meals for the students during breaks, among a lot of other things. And then we're also highlighting just our annual fund of excellence. So this is the most flexible account that the foundation has that we can use to supplement scholarships or operational expenses or really just that area of greatest need for the university.
Well, let's shatter that 2025 goal of $100,000. It is Emporia State's Day of Giving this Saturday. And please log on to emporia.edu/dayofgiving for your gifts. It's going to be a fun day. So follow social media, Facebook, Instagram, and give to Emporia State University Day of Giving this Saturday. And, of course, be a part of the Memorial Union's 100th Anniversary Program coming up tomorrow, beginning just after 1 o'clock at the Memorial Union at ESU. Carmen, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. And Tiffany, thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Tiffany Wilson, Emporia State's Director of Alumni, and Carmen Leeds, Executive Director of the ESU Memorial Union, on our primetime newsmaker here.
All right. If you want to be part of the newsmaker spots, 720 every weekday morning, just call us, 620-342-1400. Just email us, KVWE.